Chapter 2. Divinus Prime, the Cronian Sector. 6 weeks later.
You have been reborn.
Prester Coath reeled in the dark, shocked to realize he was not alone. He stumbled over a hill of bones and peered into the smoke, twitching and muttering as he searched for the voice's owner.
Who's it? Who's there?
Flames had painted everything red, ruins and corpses alike, and he felt as though he was slipping through the guts of a great beast. All around him, the world was tearing itself apart, collapsing in a Promethean storm of blood and fire. Valkyrie gunships screamed past like demons, carving up the night with incendiaries and bolter fire, while the valley below sank under the weight of its numberless dead. Prester Coath reached around in the piles of bodies, trembling as he prized a pistol from the fingers of a dead trooper. Such a soft voice should not have been audible over the pounding thud of the artillery. Warpcraft. He could taste it. Oily and metallic on the night air.
What have I done?
He whispered.
Why did I leave? Why tonight?
He waved the gun at the distant battle lines and raised his voice, attempting to sound fierce.
I am not alone. One call to those guardsmen and...
Something drifted through the darkness towards him.
Wait!
He crouched and aimed.
Show yourself!
There was no reply, and Prester Coath did not ask again. Whatever madness was consuming Divinus Prime, it would not consume him. To die now, after finally seeing the truth, would be too cruel a trick. He had to survive. Despite his trembling hands, he managed to unleash a blast of lasfire. It lit up the surrounding corpses, and they seemed to dance, twitching in time with his clumsy shots. The shadow fell away, and Prester Coath lowered his pistol, blinking in the afterglow, trying to see what he had killed.
We are all reborn, with every new breath.
The voice was closer now, coming from behind him.
The man who fired that gun is already gone. Already a ghost.
Prester Coath cursed and backed away, jabbing his pistol at the shadows.
Every new thought remakes us. Every decision is a rebirth.
There was a distant, distracted tone to the voice, as though the speaker were merely thinking aloud.
There is always another chance.
Prester Coath fired again, wildly this time, creating another tableau of blue-limed corpses.
Show yourself!
He yelled.
Would you kill me? Asked the disembodied voice, without even asking my name.
There was no anger, only mild surprise. Prester Coath spat another curse. The voice was directly above him now. He looked up and saw a deepening of the darkness. A shadow within shadows. It blocked the burning heavens as it fell towards him. Clumsy with panic, he backed away, tripping across the rubble as he fired again. Blue flame kicked from the muzzle, revealing a sight so disturbing that Prester Coath howled. The bloody ruins had spawned an avatar, a giant carved from the same crimson flesh, an ivory-faced demon borne on death-black pinions. Prester Coath's shots were useless. Each blast rippled harmlessly across the flayed muscle and lit up the thing's grotesque face. A mask of cracked alabaster, with eyes that made Prester Coath cry out in shock. All the lunacy of Divinus Prime was in that ashen face, burning in an infernal gaze. Prester Coath collapsed. He tumbled against a shattered column, struck his head and slumped, insensate, into a ditch. When he came to, the monster had its back to him. Dawn was approaching, and there was enough light for Prester Coath to see his mistake. The flayed muscle was actually a suit of thick battle plate, intricately wrought and designed to resemble skinless flesh. The wings must have been a delusion brought on by his fear, but the stranger was a giant, 7 or 8 feet tall. At first, he thought he might be looking at a mortal warrior. Then, The light shifted across the ruins and passed through the giant's flesh. Coath realized he was sitting with a ghost. To Coath's relief, the grim apparition did not turn to face him. It was crouched near a corpse, one of the dragoons from the capital. The poor soul's helmet had been torn open by shrapnel, and the head was a misshapen mess. Something was crawling through the grey matter, an eager host of milk-white grubs. The ghost was staring intently at this gruesome display, and, despite his fear, Coath felt a macabre desire to see what the spirit was doing. As he watched, the ghost removed one of its gauntlets and drew a series of arcane symbols on the dusty ground. Then it lifted a long, ceremonial knife from its robes, sliced the palm of its hand open, and made a fist. A quick torrent of blood rushed from between its fingers and pattered onto the symbols it had drawn. As it landed, the blood traced the shapes of the characters, as if it was sentient, feeling its way through them. When the symbols had all been drawn, they flickered, as though particles of metallic dust were suspended in the liquid. The spirit whispered some unintelligible words, and then pressed its bloody hand onto the crimson text. The letters bubbled and hissed at the contact, and when the ghost removed its hand, the symbols were scorched into the ground. Coath dragged his thoughts from the strange ritual, realizing that while the ghost was so fixated on its work, he had a chance to flee. Coath lifted himself slowly into a crouching position and prepared to run.
"What do you see?"
asked the spectre, nodding at the broken corpse of the soldier. The spirit's voice was cold, inhuman. Prester Coath wanted to run, but as he looked at the corpse, it reminded him of all the horrors he had seen over the last few months, all the bloodshed caused by a war that made no sense. Rage boiled through him, drawing out an unexpected reply.
"Pointless sacrifice."
Still, the ghost did not turn.
"Pointless? A strange choice of word, Prester Coath. What could be more worthwhile than the fight for survival?"
He picked up one of the wriggling grubs.
"Even these lowly creatures understand that. And you and I understand far higher truths. Unto death we serve, Prester Coath. Unto death, as it has always been."
The spirit paused, wiping the blood from its hand.
"Or perhaps you've learned a new philosophy."
Prester Coath's face flushed.
"Survival? Is that what you see down there?"
He waved at the massacre taking place beyond the ruins. The ghost turned to look, revealing a gaunt, bone-white profile. Guardsmen of countless regiments were dying in the dark, blasting and hacking each other down in the flames. More pitiful still were the priests, Prester Coath's own brethren, the children of the vow. They were kneeling in prayer, holding up patterns and censers as volleys of lasfire tore them apart. The spirit's face remained expressionless, driving Prester Coath to an even greater rage.
"How do you know my name, ghost?"
he snapped, looking around for his pistol.
"Ghost?"
To Prester Coath's horror, the phantom turned to face him, and he caught a brief, unbearable glimpse of its eyes.
"What do you see?"
repeated the spirit, still holding the grub.
"Death," muttered Prester Coath.
The ground shifted and hurled Prester Coath forwards. He landed, gasping just a few feet from the ghost.
"Look harder."
Prester Coath looked back to his dying brethren instead, reaching out to them with a trembling hand. His head jolted back, against his will, forcing him to look at the grub. It was now sated and red, coiling and uncoiling between the ghost's fingers. Coath saw a flash of iridescence and looked closer. Slowly, the grub parted its flesh to reveal tiny, diaphanous wings.
"Death?" asked the ghost. "Or transformation?"
There was doubt in the spirit's voice. This was a genuine question. Prester Coath turned to look it in the eye. What he saw in those eyes finally broke his nerve. His screams rang out, even over the din of the battle, and, when the echo ceased, he was on another world.